Unless you value doing it three times in a row.
Yeah, like I said, it's certainly a huge honour. It's probably something you don't think about too much as a player right now, because ideally we'd still be playing finals footy this weekend like the other teams. So, yeah, probably not something you think about too much, but, yeah, certainly an honour at the same time.
When you put the three of them against each other, they're different results for the team. What are they for yourself? Do you feel that any year is different from the other, or that you've built a consistency level there? What do you think stands out in the three?
Probably haven't thought about too much, but I suppose 2014, getting to a prelim final and the success that the club had that year probably stands out. You know, it was one of the most enjoyable years of my career, so that's what we want to do. We want to be back playing finals footy and competing in September, so that probably stands out to me.
What about individually? You feel you're setting a standard for everyone else to follow?
Not really. I mean, as boring as it sounds, I just try and do what's asked each week. You know, the coaches sort of set you a task and a role, and I try and carry that out as best as I can. So that's all I sort of focus on week to week. And, you know, if I can do that, then I'm pretty happy.
In terms of what the team does next, what line are you guaranteeing that things are going to change? How can you feel you can guarantee it? Because that's a pretty strong statement to say there will be change.
I suppose I've just got so much faith in the group. We've shown we can do it before, and I just know the work ethic of the group, not only the players but the coaches as well, and the determination that you know, we want to turn it around. So yeah, so much faith, and I just believe that we will get back to the playing finals footy like we were in 13 and 14, and you know, back in September where we belong.
Is there a reason why you believe it will happen this time? I mean, you're pretty well always saying the same things last year and then it didn't happen.
Like I said, it's probably just the work ethic of the group. I know we were saying similar things last year and we thought it was going to happen, and it didn't, but those things happened for you, and you know, we'll get a couple of guys back that we think can really add value to our group and help us play better footy, and you know, we'll get hopefully our best players staying in the park for the majority of the year. So we think if we can all improve individually and as a group and get a few blokes back, then we can certainly push up in the finals next year.
What have you made of the speculation about Hamish Harland maybe, you know, could be sort of traded at the end of the season?
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that one. I mean, he would have had his meeting with the coaches and they would have gone through all of that along with all the other players, so that's probably for him to speak about and something I don't know too much about.
Obviously, like, you'd want to keep the group together. Obviously, you guys all signed on to contracts a couple of years ago.
Yeah, no doubt. Really, you know, close with a lot of the boys at the club, so I suppose the club will work through that along with individuals at different times, and we know, you know, things change in footy, and we said goodbye to, you know, Bobby Carlisle and Jay Schultz and those sorts of guys tonight, so we know playing lists change, and that's just the nature of football.
Is there a need to get younger? I know the team blooded six players this year, but to go through the draft again to get a few picks early on?
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's probably one for the list manager and the coaches to answer. You know, we were really happy with the young guys that came in, and we think Jeff Parker and his boys have done a terrific job in the picks that he's had in the last few years, and you know, they show quite a bit this year, so really confident in those guys, and I'm sure you know, like I said, the list manager and those guys make the right decisions going forward.
What did you make of Ken Inkley's line that it's time to be measured by what you do rather than the noise you make?
It's pretty obvious that you get, you know, you get graded on what you do on field. No other talk really matters. It's what you, how you perform on game day, and that's about it. And that's, you know, since he's been at the club, he's been massive on that and about players standing up on game day, and you know, he hasn't changed that. And we probably haven't done that as well as we should have over the last couple of years. So we need to do that better.
What has this year hurt more than last year? What is this year, missing the finals this year, more than it did last year?
Well, I suppose any year you miss the finals is pretty tough, and you know, we thought being back in 13 and 14 that we loved playing finals footy, and that was my first couple of finals series, so I loved being a part of that, and then to miss out last year, and I suppose we're really hopeful of getting back in there. So to miss 2 years in a row now, you know, we really need to turn things around as a playing group and hopefully get back in the next year.
How good was it to see Ollie Wines finish runner-up? You know, obviously had a great end of the season, like Ken was saying before.
yeah, it was awesome for Ollie. You know, just an amazing young bloke, and you know, I admired him the way he went about the last, you know, 7 or 8 weeks of the year. I really stood back and just, you could just see a change in the way he was playing, and you know, he really stepped up as a leader and led by example, and I look forward to him taking in the next year and going to another level again.
And also Jasper had a great year as well, finished third.
Yeah, Jasper was superb, and I suppose he got great recognition in finishing in the All-Australian squad, which was really well deserved, because he was really consistent throughout the whole year, and you know, when we weren't playing so well, he you know, he was always stepping up and taking the game on, and trying to play the way that we wanted. So you know, to finish top three in the BNF for him, from where he's come from, was a tremendous result.
Beautiful, thank you.
Thanks,
guys.
All good.
Congratulations again.
Thanks,
Lee. See you in that pre-season. Yeah.